Now, thirdly and lastly, aspects of the higher evolution. And there are very many of these indeed. One can speak of various historical aspects of the higher evolution, artistic aspects, and aspects concerned with comparative religion, and so on. And in subsequent lectures in this series, we shall be examining some of these. Next week, for instance, we shall be concerned with the axial age. This is a term coined by the existentialist philosopher Karl Jaspers, and the axial age represents that very crucial period of human history from about 800 to about 300 BC, when the higher evolution really and truly got underway, so far as this human race is concerned. That is to say, that period in the course of which the new man really and truly started to emerge. So next week we shall be concerned with this. And next week we shall also be trying to understand the nature of this new man. In what way is he new? In what does his newness consist? We shall also be trying to understand the nature of true individuality. Individuality sometimes has rather a bad odour, as it were, in religious circles. But what is true individuality? This we shall try to understand. And then in the third lecture, we shall go off at a bit of a tangent and we shall deal with the new man as artist, as, if you like, artistic genius. And we shall try to see where he stands in the evolutionary process. We shall try to ascertain the place of art itself in the whole spiritual life, the whole process of the higher evolution. And then in the fourth lecture, we shall be dealing with a very important distinction. We shall be dealing with the distinction between what I've called ethnic religion and what I've called universal religion, that is to say, between group or tribal religion on the one hand and individual religion on the other. Individual religion, by the way, is universal religion. Universal religion is individual religion. We'll go into that paradox a little later on in that particular lecture. In other words, we shall be concerned with the distinction between religion as part of the lower evolution, and quite a great deal of religion or so-called religion does belong to the lower evolution, and religion as part of the higher evolution. And it's religion as part of the higher evolution, which is religion in the true sense of that much abused term. Then, from the fourth lecture onwards, we shall be dealing with more specifically Buddhist material, though still in, I hope, a completely non-technical manner. In the fourth lecture itself, we shall be concerned with Buddhism as the path of the higher evolution. And in the course of that particular talk, we shall be trying to explode the false idea that Buddhism, in the sense of the teaching of the Buddha, the life and practice of the Buddha, has anything to do with religion in the conventional sense of that term. Now, in the sixth lecture, we shall be dealing with the midmost point of the higher evolution, with, that is to say, this point in particular, the point of the emergence of transcendental consciousness or awareness of reality, the point of no return. In traditional Buddhist language, we shall be dealing with the subject of stream entry. Then in lecture 7, our whole context will suddenly broaden, become universal. Not that it was narrow before, but in this lecture it will become broader still. In this lecture, the seventh lecture, we shall come back to the idea expressed in the first part of this lecture of the evolutionary process as a progressive manifestation in time of absolute reality. And this will all be discussed under the general heading of the cosmic significance of the Bodhisattva ideal. Our last whole series of lectures was on aspects of the Bodhisattva ideal, and some of the threads left hanging over from that whole series will be gathered up and woven together in this particular seventh lecture of the present series. And then finally, in the last lecture, which will be on Buddhism, Nietzsche and the Superman, single inverted commas, we shall be examining one important modern European formulation of the kind of ideas presented in this course of lectures. So I hope that as this course proceeds, we shall be able to see more and more clearly the distinction between the lower evolution and the higher evolution, as well as gain some idea of the general nature, at least, of the higher evolution of man.